A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The weeds and the wheat. Wheat sown by the master, weeds by an enemy. When we look at this parable, I think we should best get an important message about the nature of God, God's resilience, God's steadfast love, God's mercy. If we are to be the wheat in this field of the world, and the weeds are things, or perhaps even people, who are evil, then we see in this parable the fact that God is not going to wipe everything out. The wheat cannot be saved by pulling the weeds early. So God will wait. An interesting question, though, for us, if we are the wheat, what's the difference between wheat and weed? Is it not our task to make that abundant harvest of wheat ever more abundant? In other words, to spread the seed of the gospel, perhaps even transforming what may look like a weed into what can be harvested as wheat. Yes, we are in that great field. We too have a role to play, though. God will do the growing. We have seed to sow.